In this bulletin, an industry body says the cost of Peter Dutton's nuclear proposal could be up to $600 billion. Russian-guided bombs strike an apartment building in Kharkiv. And in tennis, Ayla Tomljanovic reaches first WTA grass court final at Birmingham Classic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has launched a scathing attack on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. During his address to the Liberal Party Federal Council, he's referred to the Prime Minister as juvenile and a child in a man's body. Mr. Dutton criticised Mr. Albanese for being weak and stated Mr. Albanese is a man with a mind still captured in his university years. This attack came as Mr. Dutton outlined his party's strategy to beat the first-term Albanese Labor government in the election due by May next year.
I know, as Australians now do, that he's completely out of his depth as Prime Minister. I believe he's compromised the honour of the office he holds. The people of the great state of Western Australia can pick a fraud from the East Coast. There's no doubt about that. And they've picked a fraud in this Prime Minister. Whatever audience Mr. Albanese is addressing, he tells them what they want to hear.
An industry body says the cost of building 7 reactors under Peter Dutton's nuclear proposal could be up to $600 billion and at best deliver just 3.7% of Australia's energy mix in 2050. The coalition has pledged to build the nuclear reactors across 5 states on the sites of coal-fired power stations if it wins government at the next election. The costs and details of the plan have remained scant, prompting concerns about safety in regional areas where the reactors are due to be built, and the drawn-out 2035 completion date for construction of the first facility. Using data from the CSIRO's latest Gen Cost Report and the Australian Energy Market Operator's Integrated System Plan, the Smart Energy Council estimates the cost to taxpayers to be at least $116 billion. Russian-guided bombs have struck an apartment building in Kharkiv, killing 3 people and injuring 52. This has prompted President Volodymyr Zelensky to call on Ukraine's Western allies to immediately deliver promised military aid packages. Ukraine and the US signed a 10-year bilateral security agreement this month, aimed at bolstering Ukraine's defense against Russia and getting Ukraine closer to NATO membership. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia deployed more than 2,400 guided bombs on Ukraine in June, with about 700 used on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city.
We are grateful for the approved packages of aid from partners, but we need them fully and on the battlefield, without delay. And everything we agreed upon with President Joe Biden must be implemented.
According to Treasury analysis, families with children will receive an average of over $3,000 next financial year, or more than $60 per week. All Australian households will see an average tax cut of over $2,000, or more than $40 per week. The new tax cuts aimed at middle Australia and those facing cost of living pressures were approved by Federal Parliament earlier this year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the cuts would help low and middle income earners keep more of their earnings. Effective from the 1st of July, the revised tax package benefits Australians earning less than $150,000. Australia's skateboarders are on track for the Paris Games, boasting 3 semi-final wins in Budapest Olympic qualifying events. Teenagers Arissa True and Chloe Cavell excelled, winning their semi-finals in the women's park and street competitions. Tokyo Olympic gold medalist Keegan Palmer led the men's park with an impressive score of 93.76. Fellow Olympian Kieran Woolley also secured a spot in the men's park final, finishing 7th in the semi-finals. The Olympic qualifier series in Budapest is the final chance for athletes to earn crucial points toward their global standings. The top 22 athletes from each discipline and gender will qualify for the Games, with a cap of 3 athletes per nation. And in tennis, Ayla Tomljanovic's brilliant comeback to tennis has hit a new peak as the Australian ace reached her first ever WTA grass court final in the Birmingham Classic to stand on the verge of the biggest triumph of her 15 career. Tom Lajanovic was Australian number one this time last year before a series of injury, illness and surgery setbacks saw her world ranking plummet to its current 190. Her victory over Russian seventh seed Anastasia Potapova in the pre-Wimbledon tournament on Saturday left the 31-year-old emotional.
She played well, very solid. It's been a fabulous week. Good win over Potapova. 7-6, 6-4.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.